special forces, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for putting these together that are going to do your will, going to see the God's kingdom come, going to see signs, wonders, and miracles because of their faithfulness, God. Their faithfulness to keep seeking after you. And I love y'all, and I'm proud of you. And I keep saying, God, it's time. Give them there. Give them the harvest. Give them the heart. And me too. Give us the harvest. Give us the harvest. Give us the harvest. I've been crying out for the harvest. So, well, hopefully, don't walk out on me, man. I'm going to try. Y'all remember, how many of y'all, I ain't going to ask you. Last week we talked about what? There's a breach in the walls. The walls of protection and security surrounding us and our nation, right? There's a breach. There's a hole. But God wants to repair it, right? I'm not going to go over all this, but it said we are commanded to be watchmen, right? Watchmen. Watchmen on the wall to look and see what's happening. You see things the rest of the world don't see because their eyes are on the world. Their eyes are not on the things of God. That's why two people can watch the same event and come away with completely different perspective on it. You know, if you're seeing through the eyes of Jesus, you see things differently, right? You see hope where there's no hope, praise God. You see sin where the world says, oh, that's just normal and good, right? You see that. I need a napkin, man. Oh, I don't see any. We're okay. I got a shirt. No, it's okay. That's all right. I'm good. Here. No, it's too late now. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. I'll take it for later. Want to blow your nose? We're commanded to be watchmen and close the breach. How do you close the breach? First, you must know the truth, right? You must know the truth. And you know the truth by the Word of God. The Word of God. You know the truth by this. You shall know, you shall know, you shall fellowship, you shall commune with the truth, and the truth will make you free. I may say some things today that you go, I don't know about that. That don't sound like God. Just listen to me, and you listen to God, okay? In the beginning, God gave the truth, did he not? He said, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, if you do, you will. Did he warn them? Was his statement true? Did they listen to him? No. That's why you toil and labor, men. That's why, ladies, you have all that pain when you have babies. Maybe you don't, but everybody I know has had a lot of pain, right? Isn't that what it says? Go, thanks, Adam and Eve. Thanks, Adam and Eve, for not obeying God. This is another fine mess you've got me into. Really, that's why we live on a fallen planet. Bottom line, it all started there, right? Okay, Genesis 3:7. I want to go there real quick. If I start getting off on a rabbit trail, shoot me, and I'll come back around. 3, verse 7. The eyes of both of them, the eyes of Adam and Eve, were opened. Why? Because they ate of the true of what? Knowledge of good and evil. Their eyes were opened. They knew they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. So they sinned, they went against God, and their custom was walking with God in the garden, talking to the Father in the garden. I don't know how all that played out, but every day at least they would have a walk and a talk with Jesus. I know it wasn't Jesus in the flesh, but it was Father, Son, Holy Ghost, right? So they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. And God called Adam and said to him, where are you? He said, I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told you you were naked? And anyway, we're not going to go there. But what did Adam and Eve do after they sinned and they had this realization they were naked? They hid from God. And what else did they do? They sowed fig leaves. They tried to patch up their sin with works, didn't they not? I'll cover my sin with works. Has anything changed? Really? Has anything changed? Just the devices, that's all. The same motives, right? Number one, sin breaks intimacy with God. Is that still true? Sin separates from God, right? Sin causes you to hide from God. That's why people get out of fellowship, because you want to run and hide. You don't want to be around anybody that's connected with God because you're afraid you'll be exposed or for whatever reason. Is that true? Okay, I'm going to tell you something here that I kind of got, well. We're going to pray for our nation today, and there's many reasons why our nation is screwed up. It all goes to sin, though. 90, 80, 90% of it's sexual sin. That's the bottom line. The same thing, well, listen to this. If you don't agree, put it on the shelf or throw it away if God says no. But I said abortion is Satan's attempt to cover shame and destroy the consequences of sin. Never looked at it that way before, but it's, I'll cover this up. It won't ruin my life. And praise, you know, very likely somebody or more than one in here may have very well had an abortion. And I want to tell you, when you get saved and you get under the blood of Jesus, it's gone just as much as a white lie. Amen. It's gone. So there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. But I'm just telling you this. That's what it is. It's Satan's attempt to make you feel better about yourself. There's all kinds of coverings, isn't there? Sin brings judgment. Is that true? What happened to Adam and Eve? They were cast out of a perfect garden, right? They cast from the garden, weeds and thistles. Every time they try to grow a garden, weeds and thistles and bugs and predators, right? Chickens, you try to raise chickens, something comes around and bites their head off, right? For no reason. They don't even eat it. They're just like, I just want to be a predator, right? Hard labor, men and women working for a living. Pain in bringing forth children. There was all kinds of curses, but the greatest one was being separated from God, wasn't it? Go to Genesis 6. We're going to skip all the way to Noah. There's lots of good stuff between there, but we don't have much time. We want to pray. But I want to give you a foundation to pray. It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth. What's that mean? They were being fruitful. They were having lots of children. And daughters were born to them. And the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. Most people believe these were demons. Demons took earthly, fleshly women and had relations with them. That's what most people would say happened here. And the Lord said, my spirit, whose spirit? God's spirit, Holy Spirit, will not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days and afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and they bore children. So these, they procreated giants. Goliath, he had how many brothers? Five brothers. There was giants on the earth. There was literal giants. You believe that? I believe that. You believe that? How tall was Goliath? Wasn't he about nine foot tall? His, I think the head of his, I won't get this right, the head of his, they said the shaft of his spear was like a weaver's rod, which would have been about like this, and the head of it weighed, what did the spearhead of that thing weigh? It was, seemed like it was 20 pounds or 9 pounds. It was huge. He was a beast, man. He was a big man. And so when people start fooling with the occult and inviting demons to have relations with them, which anymore, it happens, guys. They might not manifest as a giant. Satan is not stupid. But God's people are getting perverted by the things of this world. And when you fool around with things that God has veiled and He has covered, and He never meant for us to delve into those things. Seances, never. He never. Communicating with the dead, He forbid. Why? Because He don't want. No. He didn't want you being perverted. He didn't want you being spoiled. Amen? So I'm not going to go there, but I already did. My spirit will not always strive with man. Verse 5, the Lord saw wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of his heart was evil, and evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved His heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, man and beast, creeping thing, birds of the air, for I am sorry. In other words, I repent. I changed my mind that I created man on the earth because he has completely fallen away from me. And I had such good things. I had such high hopes for my kids, right? So he's going to destroy everything. It says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The ark is proof of God's grace and mercy. The ark is proof that God will make a way for his people. I said his people. There wasn't a wicked one that got on there. They were all washed. Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm trying to separate this stuff so I don't give you too much. So the ark's proof of God's grace and mercy. The rainbow is a sign of God's covenant. Listen, God's covenant and a reminder of His judgment for sin. Now, I said that. But you're never taught that when you look at the little animals. You're usually not taught that. It's a reminder of judgment for sin. Not his pleasure with sin, not a celebration of sin, but his disgust for sin. Listen. Genesis 9:6. Whoever shed man's blood, by his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man. What's he saying there? I put my stamp on the death penalty. Is that what he's saying? Is that what he's saying? Now wait, I know a lot of y'all are going, but we're not under the law. We're under the new covenant. Shadrach! No, I'm sorry. Help me, Jesus. Help me with the two. Ananias and Sapphira, were they under the new covenant? Yeah. Yes, they were under the new covenant. Was Israel in 70 AD, when it was wiped off the face of the earth, when it was completely destroyed, were they under the new covenant? Yeah. They were under the new, they could have been under the new covenant. Does that make sense? Yeah. The people of God were warned to get out of there, were they not? When you see these things start to happen, flee. God always warns his saints. God sends his prophets to warn the saints and for them to warn the world, right? God sends signs in the heavens to warn us. God sends signs on the earth. God gives us the word of God to warn, to edify, to teach, all different things, but to warn. Amen. And as for you, be fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply. And God spoke to Noah and his sons with him, saying, Verse 11, I established my covenant. What's a covenant? It's a promise that cannot be broken. Can't be broke. God can't break a covenant. You believe that? Unless it's a conditional covenant, right? He's got some covenants that go, if you do this, then I'll do this. If you do this, then I'll do this. Can you think of one? Deuteronomy 28.
Blessings and curses, what you choose in Deuteronomy 28.
Amen. Choose life, right? But some covenants God makes, and he cannot break a covenant when he says, I will never do this, or I will always do this, right? Don't depend on us. Depends on God's word, which he can never break, right? I established my covenant with you. Thus I established my covenant with you. Never again all flesh will be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. God didn't say there wasn't going to be no more floods. He said it's never going to destroy the earth. He said, in fact, I'll tell you what's going to destroy the earth. Fire. Isn't that interesting? The same things we call for in Pentecostal meetings. Lord, send the rain. Send the river. Send the fire. Fire's good. Water's good. Fire destroys. Water destroys. But water purifies, and fire purifies. See, God's got it all figured out, you know? He's got it under control. Verse 12, I want you to get this. God said, this is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you. I'm making it between me and Jamie. Right now, I'm making this promise to mankind, right? And every living creature that is with you for perpetual generation. What's perpetual? Amen. What's perennial flowers? They come back every year, right? Perpetual, always. Yes, always, praise God. Say it, brother. Shokatea. I will set my rainbow in the cloud, and it will be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It will be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow will be seen in the cloud. And listen to 15. Read it different than you've ever read it. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The waters will never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow will be in the cloud, and again, I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature. And so, He set that bow so when he looked at it, he would remember. It's not that God doesn't have good memory, but it wasn't only set there for our benefit. It was set there for God. No matter how bad things got, he would look and say, I promised. I promised. The promises of God are yes and amen. Praise God for that. Amen? I hope y'all are getting something out of this. Satan, I won't say man, I will say Satan always tries to pervert the things of God. Right. Satan takes a rainbow and makes it a banner over perversion. And really, when you look at the rainbow, you should think thousands of people bumping into that ark and screaming and crying out, I'm drowning! Noah, open the door! It wasn't, we can send some more, we can send some more. You know, the party was over. The rainbow came after the party was over. So this demonic rainbow, I'm saying that, that's on the gay pride flag, I'm telling you, it's demonic. In fact, to proof of it's demonic, it has six colors, and the rainbow of God has seven colors. Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, green. Come on. Blue, indigo, and violet. It's So God had a plan, and God had seven colors, and I guess you're an artist. Seven colors are the foundation. I guess you can make any combination of them and make any color, right? I guess. Primary colors. And I guess if you was like Pink Floyd and you shot white light into a prism, it would still be seven colors, wouldn't it? I know, they got nothing to do with it. They're on the other side. They used to be. So, and this is not bashing. I'm just saying, and we as Christians, we would go, well, that's not what I believe. So, and who was it, bro? I'm never going to use a rainbow. Who was it said we're taking it back? The guy that built the ark and Ken Ham said, we're taking it back, and they shoot a rainbow on that ark every night. But it's God's rainbow. And so we don't need to back off what God has given his people as a promise, okay? Offend anyone? I want to read you something. This is not thus saith the Lord. This is not. I want you to know with all my heart, we're going to pray for Houston, Texas. There's many godly people there, just like there's godly people in Los Angeles. There's godly people in Las Vegas. There's godly people in Greenville. There's godly people in every city on this planet, at least in America, I believe. Probably. So I want you to listen to this. But when I was driving in this morning, I thought, Houston, Houston, Houston. What's Houston known for? Well, oil. Praise God, they got lots of oil. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm not saying God picked Houston out and judged Houston. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying sometimes things happen that are, he picked out Sodom and Gomorrah. And praise God for the mercy. And by the way, I wanted to tell you, how many of y'all think our church should send some funds to say like, the only one I know of that's straight up is 700 Club, Operation Blessing had trucks waiting to get in there before they even cleared the road. Franklin Graham, too. Would y'all be okay to send, what do y'all think, $1,000? Is that too much? I think we need to bless them. And really, and I please. My mom and dad lived in Houston for a while, so I want you to hear me. But I thought of Houston. I thought, what? And I thought of something I remembered, and I thought it was in Houston, and I looked it up. This is a news story. Houston, Texas. This was 2015, maybe. One could argue that Planned Parenthood is following the lead of so-called big box stores, which is like Walmarts and with abortions on the decline and a difficult economy, the organization has shifted from small neighborhood clinics to large regional facilities. Since 2007, the abortion provider has opened a big clinic in Aurora, Illinois, outside of Chicago, 23,000 square foot facility. In Sarasota, Florida, and in Sarasota, Florida, I guess the same size, and a 40,000 square foot facility in Denver. Now the fourth super center is opening in Houston, Texas, Tuesday, May 11th. It is the largest. It stands six stories tall with 78,000 square feet on 6 acres. And pro-lifers fear it will dramatically increase the number of abortions. And so there was a little video that went along with this, and it showed some ladies, and I'd seen a little bit of it, but I watched the whole thing. Showed some ladies eating lunch, eating salad, and discussing how much money that they were bargaining, like if you were buying a car, how much body parts from these abortion clinics should sell for. And the lady goes, oh, $75 per, didn't say victim, but, and the lady goes, no, that's a low ball. That's a low ball. There is no way we can sell one for that. I mean, it was just like, I started getting sick in my stomach. I literally started getting, I wanted to vomit. Talking about little bitty babies. The blood of the innocents. And when Cain slew Abel, what happened? It said, his blood cries out from the earth. And I'm not trying to make y'all, but please know the reality of abortion. Know that God cannot let things like that go. He cannot allow perversion to rule over this. He can't do it. He cannot do it. He's holy. He's holy. And he loves us all, and he forgives us all. But you got to repent. You got to turn to God. So we've got the sin of abortion. My Lord, we've got... And by the way, I want you to know that I'm not picking on homosexuals. Not at all. I was a fornicator, okay? Judgment on fornication. Fornicators, unless you repent. So God wants to... I can't believe... Did I already say something about? I watched these men of God lay hands on President Trump and pray, and I felt the anointing. I really did. I mean, there was some real deals in there. And they prayed, and you could just feel the Spirit of God. Don't matter, you can hate Donald Trump, but it doesn't matter how you feel about him, but God wants to restore America. God wants to restore this nation. God wants to heal Houston. God wants the people to get out of the water. You know, God is not against them. And please, I didn't want you to get that. I'm just saying judgment is the... He does not. You're right. And you're right, unless America repents. You know, and again, you'll say, well, you're crazy. Take this for what it's worth. But you really need to watch that video of the man of God in Australia, the pastor of God. It's a 56-minute teaching on what eclipse is meant to all the Jews. Anytime an eclipse went all the way across the nation, it spelled judgment is coming. It's a warning. It doesn't mean it's got to go down, but it's a warning. And if you don't heed the warnings of God, my God, Noah preached for 120 years, a flood is coming to destroy the earth. Nobody listened. God didn't want that to happen. Did you know? I'll shut up. I can't shut up. Did you know, and I didn't know this, but the astronomers know all this stuff now because they can look back at what happened exactly, da-da-da. Do you know right before Jonah went into Nineveh to preach, you know what happened? A full eclipse went across Nineveh. And he walks in there, and they're like ready. They're like, oh, God, what? They knew it was a sign of judgment. And he preached, repent. God's getting ready to destroy you. And they're going, we know that. Because you wouldn't call that preaching what he did. He's like, God, I have to go in there. I hate these people, and I hope they do get smoked. Right. Really, that was his attitude. Wasn't preaching. It was like, oh, God, repent. God's going to smoke y'all real good, and I'm glad. Yeah, we know, and we repent. We sackcloth. Even our animals are in sackcloth and ashes. So that's what God wants for America. He doesn't want us to make excuses. He doesn't want us to go on as usual. But, you know, repentance starts in the house of God. And I'm not on Joel Osteen. I think they got a real raw deal. I don't agree with his theology at all, but they got a raw deal. So here's what we're going to do. Would you go get one of you guys, go get the American flag? Mike, would you look up 2 Chronicles 7:13-14? And if you want to pray, let's be like Let's make a roar to the Lord. If you don't, if you got to go, you got to, you know, if you have to leave, that's fine. But we're going to make a roar to the Lord. It doesn't have to be for a long, extended period of time. But this mic will be open if you want to repent for yourself. If you need to repent for your own lifestyle or your own sin, come on up here to this altar and repent. Just get your heart right so you can be free and you can pray freely, okay? But right before we do this, yes, Lord, and you can wave that thing around too. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Y'all start getting ready. Start getting ready to seek God. Man, you just ever there's churches all over this nation doing this right now. Praise God. Think about it. Calling out for repentance. So I want you to know y'all are mighty. Listen to this. Onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Listen. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. An army, not a social club, an army. Not going to a peace banquet, going to war. Going to war. You got that? Is that what it says? Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided. All one body, we. One in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Crowns and thrones may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell can never against the church prevail. We have Christ's own promise that we cannot fail. Woo! I like that. Onward then, you faithful, join our happy throng. I like throng. Praise God. Blend with our your voices in the triumph song. Glory, laud, and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages men and angels sing. From the Lutheran Church. Praise God. Mighty song. What's that other one they wrote? A mighty fortress is our God. They did a lot of warfare, didn't they? Read that scripture. Y'all stand up. Stand up. And young people, come up here and roar. Make some noise. Old people, get up here and roar. Make some noise. Shit.
Amplified version says, if I shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence and plague among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek, which means to crave, require as a necessity, my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven, and forgive their sin and heal their land. Yeah. So if we humble ourselves and pray and seek his face, if we crave, require as a necessity the face of God, he will hear us from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, I ask you, forgive me my sins, the sins of America. And we ask you, Father, forgive us of abortion. Show us how to end that you send the helper to help us end abortion and bring revival to America. Power of your blood. Father, I ask you to speak to every pastor, congregation, every believer in this land, that they would ask forgiveness of you and rededicate their life unto you and ask for you to wash this land by the power of the blood of Jesus here on earth, here in America as it is in heaven. We ask for your cleansing and your washing, Jesus. Forgive us, Lord. Show us your way. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Wash us clean. For who can ascend the hill of the Lord but he who has pure, clean hands and a pure heart? Purify my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash my hands clean. Lead me and guide me daily that I do not have blood on my hands, that I have clean hands. Power of your blood, Jesus. Wash us, Lord. Wash me, Lord. Shikata. Protect me, protect my family, protect this church here, the Faith Harvest Assembly. Lead us and guide us. Wash us, Lord. Show us your way. Show us your way, Lord. Power of your Holy Ghost. Hidara makati. Shikoto. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Shidara moti. Himata. Holy, holy.
Yes.
Father, we lift our voices up to you, God. Father, we ask for mercy. Father, we ask for forgiveness today. Cleanse us, your people, Lord. Lord, we turn from our wicked ways, Lord. We turn, Lord God, from wrong thinking, God, from our wickedness and evil in our hearts, God, for being compromisers, Lord God, and being slack, Lord God, in our attitude towards sin, God. We ask that you would forgive us, Lord. Lord, that we would not compromise. Lord, we would not say that it's okay for the things of this world, God, when we know what the Word of God says, Lord. I ask that you would have mercy on the church in America, God. Have mercy on the people in Texas right now, God. We ask, Lord, that you would turn many hearts, Lord, that revival would break out in Houston, Lord God, and in Texas, Lord, in Louisiana, God. Lord, we're asking for a mighty outpouring of your Spirit, God. Lord, make hearts turn to you, God. Cause their hearts to be soft, Lord God, through these tragedies, Lord God. Father, we're just asking for the people of God to be there, Lord, on the ground, Lord, with the Word of God in their mouth, Lord God, that you would bring divine appointments, God, in Jesus' name, that hearts would turn to you, God. Lord, we're thanking you, Lord, for the good report and for every heart, Lord God, every family, Lord, that will be saved through this tragedy, God, in Jesus' name, that you will turn all things around, God, and use it, Lord God, for your glory. Use this time and this season in that area, God, to bring repentance, Lord. Use them, God, to show the nation of America that we need God, that we need you, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord God. And I ask that you bring comfort, Lord God, to those that are mourning right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you would come and comfort those that have lost everything, God. Those that have lost loved ones, God. We ask for the mercy and the comfort of Almighty God to be upon them, Lord. Father, we thank you for our President Donald Trump. Lord, we ask that you would bless him, God. Lord, we ask that you protect him, God. Lord, that you protect his family, Jesus. Father, we're asking, Lord, for you to empower him with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, give him wisdom. Lord, help him to put childish things away, God, and to just press into your heart, press into the Word of God. Lord, surround him with godly counsel, Lord God. Surround him with godly people, Lord God. All the days of his life, Lord, that he could be a great leader for God. Lord, we thank you that he believes your word and he sees a need for you, God, in this nation, Lord. And we thank you has courage to stand for you and to stand for what's right, Lord God. And we just ask that all hate that comes against him, witchcraft, Lord God, curses to be broken off of him and his family and this administration of the White House. We bless our government in the name of Jesus. We bless them today in the name of Jesus to stand full of grace and power and strength and the might of Almighty God and the Holy Spirit. We ask that you would anoint them, Lord God, to do your work in this land, God. And we ask for the governors of Texas and Louisiana right now, God. We ask for great wisdom for them, Lord God. Empower them, Holy Spirit, to be everything that you've called them to be as a governor, Lord God, and the people around them, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for mercy. We thank you for signs in the heavens, God. We thank you that you give us warning that judgment will come if we don't turn, Lord. We thank you for mercy. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we thank you for signs and wonders. I thought it was a wonder when I watched the President of the United States with holy hands being laid on him in Jesus' name. So, God, I thank you, God. We agree with that. I come to the next level. I call for our president to stand up and say, we need revival. We need a move of God. We don't need separation of church and state. We need a move of God. Lord, let the church arise, God, in Jesus' name. Let the church arise and let his enemies be scattered, God, in Jesus' name. If you think I'm promoting President Trump, you're wrong. I'm just asking God to empower him, that vision that you've given him, or you give him the vision to restore America, God. We call, listen, come on, guys, roar. We call for an awakening, God. We call America to be awakened. We call it the third great awakening, God. And I know people say we've went too far. It can't change. Shut up. That's a lie. It's never too far for Jesus to save. It's never too far away for God to restore. God, in Jesus' name, stir up your church, God. Stir up your church, God, that people would look at your church and your Christian people and say, oh, they're different, not, oh, they're just the same as I am. They're depressed, oppressed, sick, and broken. No, in Jesus' name. We are washed in the blood. We have favor. We have favor, God. Lord, bless this 150 corridor that cuts across some of the heartland of America, God. In Jesus' name, we pray for every church. We call unity with every church right now that's praying these prayers. We join hand with the Methodists, the Baptists, the Presbyterians, the Episcopals, all those that are called by your name, and all those that seek after your word, God, in Jesus' name. We come into agreement for revival. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Does anybody else want to take this and pray? Please. You believe God is for us? And if God is for us, who can be against us? Y'all hold your hands up. I want to pray a blessing on you. I bless you going out, and I bless you coming in. I bless you with all the blessings of God, the blessings of Abraham, God, in Jesus' name, God. Lord, I pray prosperity right now. God, those that are being persecuted right now for their faith, God, I thank you that that's turned around and used for your glory, God. I thank you they get a crown for that, God. Lord, all those young people that are fighting against the tide, they're trying to swim against the river, God. They're tired of swimming, God. Give them supernatural strength. Give them a second wind anointing, God. Give them signs, wonders, and miracles, God, not to be swept away by this world system, God. Rachel preached an awesome message to the youth group the other night. And the basis of it was 1 John, love not the world, neither the things in the world. For if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. God, let the love of the world be cleansed from us, Jesus. Let us cleave to the things of God, Jesus. Bless them, God. Bless everyone here, God, that all the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit will operate freely out of them in Jesus' name. Gifts of healings, yes. Prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues. Everywhere they go, Walmart, work. Everywhere they go, family, friends, get-togethers Monday. Everywhere they go, the signs and the wonders of God will come forth. And the gospel and thank you for America. Thank you for giving us a free place to worship. Thank you, God. Though the enemy comes in like a flood, you have raised up a standard, the power of your blood. Ora sana matea. Anybody needs prayer for against sickness? Anybody that needs prayer? Anybody that needs Jesus, come up here to this altar. But if you need prayer for anything, please come and get prayer. There's power and agreement. Amen. One, two will come together. Believing anything on earth is touching heaven. It'll be done. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Want a title for this message? I only have one.